getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Wow, that was a close one. Yikes, I rolled the theme song and I had to sneeze. Fortunately, I was able to get a couple of sneezes out before the theme song was over. So I'm ready to go with another week of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show right here on the radio or your iPad or your streaming webcast downloader, whatever the heck you use to listen to the show every week. Welcome aboard. We're going to do it again. I got a stack of records to play here. Hopefully, I find enough oxygen to get through the show. I'll explain that coming up here in a little bit, too. Let's just start out with this kind of silly record. I don't know. This was left over from last week's show. I thought I could sneak it in at the end, but I couldn't. Russ Morgan and his orchestra are going to kick us off with the Go Man Go Polka. Morgan and his orchestra and the Go Man Go Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Says right on that record, by the way, that it is an instrumental. It's clearly not. There are people yelling go, and then later there are people yelling go man go. That is not an instrumental. I don't know that it's singing, but it is not an instrumental. But anyway, there you go. We're off and rolling with another edition of the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along with. I had commented earlier that I was glad I was able to find enough oxygen to do the show. As you may know, I'm doing this from northern Minnesota, which is not all that far from Canada. And what's happening in Canada right now? Tons of wildfires. And all that smoke comes blowing into the USA, and it especially has been whamming into Minnesota and Wisconsin over the last week or so. And so there's extensive smoke in the air. Today is exactly a sunshine day. So it's a fully sunny day today, and it looks overcast because the smoke from the California wildfires is so thick. And no matter where you go, you feel like you're standing in the smoke from somebody's campfire. The whole outside world smells like campfire smoke. And it is not working well with my sinuses or my eyes or anything else. My eyes are all sore and itchy, and my sinuses are yucky, and there's no darn air around here. But we will press on with the music anyway, because it's a nice distraction for me. Let's do one for Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys, shall we? How about thanks for a wonderful evening?
been a wonderful time. The moments that we shared together will always be on my mind. Thanks for the wonderful memories, the laughter and joy that we shared. Your goodnight kisses just sent me to want you, to love you and care.
Wally and the Harmony Boys Orchestra there. Thanks for a wonderful evening. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. I had another one of those weeks where I was down digging around in the record archives, in the warehouse, in the back room, in the depths of the bowels of the inside of world, the headquarters for the Oompa Hour. And I found a bunch of records again that I totally forgot about that had been in those boxes. Let's see. I started doing this show about, what, 7-8 years ago. So they've been in the basement at least that long, except probably 30 years before that. Every year I go to the show that the records sit in a box in the basement that I forget about is another year of age on them. So it's been a long time. Been down there probably, I don't know, 40, 50 years. I have no idea. But I ran into a record by Bob Dozak Band, and I'm looking to see if there's a year or anything on this record. I don't see it anywhere. You know, they never put that. Some records do. It'll say copyright, you know, 19, whatever. Or sometimes they'll say recorded here at whatever. This one does not. But anyway, I don't think we've had the Bob Dozak Band on the air before, unless there's a record somewhere that I'm not recalling, which is really entirely possible. But anyway, here they are. It's called High Flyin'. There you go. The Bob Dozak Band. Don't think they've been on the show before anyway. That's called High Flyin' here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Want to talk quickly about the World of Accordions Museum and in Superior, Wisconsin, which is not far from me, but depending where you are, it could be an awfully long way. But if you're going to be in the area, it would be the kind of place that you would want to make it a point to visit. You might even want to just travel here from anywhere. I don't care if you're in Oregon. It's worth it. 1,400 accordions worth it. That's a lot of weight in one building just to see the engineering challenge. It's got to be mind-boggling. But yeah, they do. A lot of accordions on display. They have tons of research materials. They have the concert hall. They have activities going on during the summertime season. So you need to pay them a visit. If you can't do it in person, you can do it online. It's worldofaccordions.org. And then send them a little email and say, hey, this really looks pretty fancy. Hope we can come visit someday. And then tell them you heard about it on the Oompa Hour. So they're like, really? Because I like to have them, you know, when I talk to them, go, wow, I heard some guy heard about us on the polka show there. That's pretty good. So, yeah, check them out. Worldofaccordions.org is where they're online. And they're in Superior, Wisconsin, which is right across the bridge from Duluth, Minnesota, which is right near heading up the north shore of Lake Superior through all those great state parks, hiking trails, waterfalls, and all that groovy stuff. So check it out, worldofaccordions.org. Got it? All right. Now, I actually had a Whoopi John record on the turntable ready to go. And I was, yikes, I can't play that. Because our 78 of the week, our official shellac record for the week, happens to be a Whoopi John record. And I try never to play the same group in one show. I mean, occasionally it does happen, either on purpose or because I'm not paying attention or something. But I was like, I know I have Whoopi John right there on a 78 for a little bit later on in the show, so I'm not playing the other one. So I had to quick grab something else. So what else are you going to do? If you can't get Whoopi John, you go with the Six Fat Dutchman, right? Uh-huh. Here's Schnitzelbank.
Ist das nicht ein Schnitzelbank?
Ja, das ist ein Schnitzelbank.
Ist das nicht ein kurz und lang?
Ja, das ist ein kurz und lang.
Kurz und lang Schnitzelbank. Ei, du Schöne, ei, du Schöne, ei, du Schöne Schnitzelbank. Ist das nicht ein Hin und Her?
Ja, das ist ein Hin und Her.
Ist das nicht ein Kreuz und Quer?
Ja, das ist ein Kreuz und Quer.
Kreuz und Quer, hin und her, kurz und lang, Schnitzelbank. Ei, du Schöne, ei, du Schöne, ei, du Schöne, Schnitzelbank. Ist das nicht ein Schnitzelbank?
Ja, das ist ein Schnitzelbank.
Ist das nicht ein Schießgewehr?
Ja, das ist ein Schießgewehr.
Schießgewehr, Schnitzelbank. Ei, du Schöne, ei, du Schöne, ei, du Schöne, Schnitzelbank. Ist das nicht ein Wagenrot?
Ja, das ist ein Wagenrot.
Ist das nicht ein Krummenkraut?
Ja, das ist ein Krummenkraut.
Krummenkraut, Wagenrot, Schießgewehr, Schnitzelbank. Ei, du Schöne, ei, du Schöne, ei, du Schöne, Schnitzelbank.
There you go, Six Fat Dutchman there. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Hope you're having a good week this week. Having a pretty good week up here. Just a lot of smoke from the Canadian wildfires. Man, my throat's just all sore and itchy and yucky. I don't know. My grandson's into doing baseball now, second year. He was in T-ball last year. He's going to be 7 in a month. He was in T-ball last year. Now he's in coach pitch baseball, where the coaches do the pitching. So, you know, it's not like some other kid bonking the other kid, whipping a ball crooked at him or something. And he's pretty excited about it. He's been through a week and a half of practices. Got his first game tonight, so you know where I'm going to be. And fortunately, it's at the ball field right here in our little town. So I only got to walk like a block to the ball field. So that should work out pretty good. If I remember, I'll let you know if they win tonight. I don't even know if they keep score. I have no idea yet. I know last year when they were doing T-ball, they didn't keep score at first. It was just, you know, do it. But I don't know. We'll see. But kind of fun, even though there's really no good air to be breathing outside right now. But what the heck. All right, let's go with the Maddie's Brothers here. Yeah, we got the Humpty Dumpty Polka. Consider that cheating when they fade out at the end. Come on, you guys, Maddie's Brothers there, Humpty Dumpty Polka, and you are in tune to Tim's Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this happens every week. Now, as long as we're playing silly records, what with the Humpty Dumpty Polka there, let's just go right to the Pala Brothers from the Maddie's Brothers. It's apparently Stella is driving, and she's not especially good at it. It's the Stella at the Wheel Polka.
Stella out to drive, I just pray to stay alive. She hits 50 right away, and that's still in our driveway. I wish that she would slow down while she's driving through the town. She don't know her left from right, she scares everyone inside. Oh, I don't know what to do, stoplight's red, she goes right through. Every time she hits the brake, it gives me a bad headache. I just can't go on no more, someone help me out the door. You've gotta have some nerves of steel with my Stella at the wheel. Lights, they're flashing red. I tell her there's a train ahead. I tell her to hit the brakes, but she just accelerates. There's not much that I can say, just close my eyes and start to pray. Guess I should have stayed in bed, but I didn't use my head. Well, I've told you all I know, now it's time for me to go. If you're smart, you'll all agree, never give your wife the key. If she has to travel far and she wants to use the car, save yourself a lot of fuss, give her money for the bus.
There you go, Pala Brothers Orchestra there. See, that's two silly records in a row. That's Stella at the Wheel here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad to be along with you. Once again, spinning the old-time records here on the radio or the computer or the web stream or the iPad or whatever the heck it happens to be. Now, here's another band I'm pretty sure has never been on the show before. Came out of a box of records in the basement last week. Could have been a box of records in the garage now that I think about it. And these guys, first of all, the record does have a year on it. It says 1983, so this record's 40 years old this year. So yay record for making it to 40 years old. And it says right here, the name of the band is Just Because. That's the whole name of the band. I have no explanation for that, but they're Just Because. And the mailing address is on the record. They're in Bemidji, Minnesota, so they're about an hour and a half away from me. At least they were 40 years ago when they made this record. And I don't remember even ever playing this record before. Should we find out if they're any good? Let's do it. Here's Just Because, even though the record's 40 years old, pretty sure it's their debut here on the Oompa Hour. It's the Budgie Boy Polka. All right, there you go. The band is called Just Because. You know, like maybe they decided they were going to just play Just Because. They hadn't really planned on playing. They were like, Just Because. We're all here. We might as well play something. I don't know. But anyway, there you have it here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show back for another week. Now, I don't like to talk about sad things on the show, so I'm only going to talk about the happy part of a sad thing. Steve Meisner passed away. I suppose by now it's probably been, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks. Because I did not report it last week, and that it's right in there, man. And if you know Steve Meisner and his dad too, you made a ton of great music and very highly respected in the polka music world and the music world at all, for that matter. And I thought I should at least play a Steve Meisner record here in the show this week. And you know, my records are completely not well organized at all. I mean, you know, to me, it's like, well, there are records on shelf number one, shelf number two, or shelf number three, or records on cubbyhole number 16, or whatever. So I'm not very organized, but I do have a number here from the Steve Meisner Band, if you're ready to go. That's a bummer. Everybody just kind of freaked out. He passed away rather suddenly, too. So anyway, a lot of great music that he left behind for us. So here you go. Thank you. All right, there you go. Steve Meisner's band there and a little Meisner magic here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show that, I hate having to report sad things, but the really unexpected passing of Steve Meisner here a week or so ago, depending on when you hear the show, maybe a couple of weeks. But anyway, had to get one of the records in there, and that's the only one I could find quickly. So there you go. All right, now, as long as we're hanging around with a lot of Minnesota musicians for some reason, I mean, I'm in Minnesota, but my records are from everywhere, I ran across this another record out of the garage. Lauren Linvig was on the Shimoleski TV shows all the time, played a lot with the Shimoleskis, and in fact, the record here is put out together by the Shimoleski TV show thing. I don't understand the world of entertainment giant anyway, but you see Lauren would play with the Shimoleskis right along, and I'm pretty sure this is not made it out of the show before. And he's got some good guests on the record with him. Of course, Lauren Linvig's playing his accordion and singing. But Matt Vorderbruggen is playing banjo on here. Eleanor's playing bass. So those are a couple of names you would probably recognize. And I know it doesn't matter to you, but the cover photo on the album was taken at Denny's studio in Cloquet, Minnesota. So way to go, Denny. Anyway, I thought it'd be a good time to slip in one of these tunes from the Lauren Linvig album before I lose track of it again. And it's going to be our official waltz of the week, which I know I'm a little early on in the show. Normally I hold off till well past the halfway point, but hey, it was the next record in the pile, and who am I to argue with fate, right? No, if it's the next record, it's going to go. Here's Somewhere My Love. It's a wonderful waltz. Dancers, get up, shove the coffee table out of the way, and here you go.
Somewhere, my love, there will be songs to sing. Although the snow covers the hopes of spring, somewhere a hill blossoms of green and gold, and there are dreams, all that my heart will hold. Someday we'll meet again, my love. Someday, whenever the spring breaks through, you'll come to me out of the long ago. Warm as the wind, soft as a kiss of snow. More of my own, think of me now and then. Godspeed, my love, till you are mine again. Someday we'll meet again, my love. Someday, whenever the spring breaks through, you'll come to me out of the long ago. Warm as the wind, soft as a kiss of snow. Laura, my own, think of me now and then. Godspeed, my love, till you are mine again.
There you go, Lauren Lindvig there, and Somewhere My Love, our official waltz for the show here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Now, after that lovely waltz, we need to pick things up a little bit. How about one from Alvin Stasinski? Haven't had an Alvin Stasinski record for a while. He's got the Polish Girlfriend Polka.
Be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one will ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, a pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one who'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. Kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one who'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, a pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one who'll ever do, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you.
There you go. There's the Polish Girlfriend Polka, Alvin Stasinski, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How the heck you doing anyway, huh? I need to tell you that if you would like to make a request, you have a question, comment, recipes, advice, stock tips, I don't know, you get to get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters real easy. You can call or and leave a voice message, or you can text. All right, area code 218-259-2985, okay? 218-259-2985. And that works for you. Could call from a 100-year-old dial telephone that's screwed to the wall and you're still leasing it from the phone company, and you can leave a voice message. Or if you got a smartphone, you can send a text message that number. You can also email oompahour@aol.com. And also on Facebook, of course, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All of those ways, we'll get a request into the show, or dedication, or whatever you want, all right? Sometimes I forget to tell you all that stuff, and I wanted to see if I remember to throw that in there. I'm going to work on getting our official 78 of the week ready to go here in just a couple of minutes. While I'm doing that, you can listen to Tony Omerzo and his orchestra doing the Quack Quack Polka.
Thank you.
Now, I knew before I played it there was not any quacking in that record. And I'm kind of disappointed, actually, every time I play it. It's like, why would you have something called the Quack Quack Polka and not have any quacking in it, you know? Tony Amerzo and his orchestra says right on the record here, the best in Slovenian. Okay? What else does that say on there? Oh, it's, and his orchestra. Someday I'm going to start a band, and I'm going to call the band and his orchestra, you know, just to mess with people. Anyway, well, you were listening to that. I was getting ready to play our 78 of the week, and it's a song everybody knows, but it's a Whoopi John record, and it's an old Vocalion release. 78, of course, everything's great on a 78. That's what they say. Vocalion is not like recording for one of the big record labels. So the quality isn't that good right from the get-go on one of these. But, you know, it gives you that true shellac 78 RPM record experience. Hey, already? Here's Whoopi John. I should try to see if I figure out when this record was made. Anyway, here's the clarinet polka. Ended faster than I thought I was gonna. Whoopi John there in the orchestra, an old Vocalion 78 there. And, of course, the clarinet polka here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Just cruising right through the Stax Polka records here today like we do every week on the show. Glad you're along with. I got a Babe Wagner record. I don't think we played a Babe Wagner record for quite some time. Here's the Policeman's Polka. Thank you. right, there you have Babe Wagner there. That's the Policeman's Polka. Yeah, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. This happens every week right here, wherever you happen to be listening. Whether you're tuned into a radio, yeah, that's a strong possibility. Or you could possibly be tuned in on a web stream or a download or a podcast. Or I don't know, there's a million different ways you can hear stuff these days. So I'm glad you decided to be here for the Zumpa Hour. Yeah. Good times are ahead by all when you're listening to the Zumpa Hour. I got the Jolly Lumberjacks Polka here, Louis Bachel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra.
High o'er the mountain, over the hill, just like the calling of the whippoorwill. So you hear the Swiss boy calling his mate over the mountain.
There you have it there, Jolly Lumberjacks Polka. Now, I don't know about you, but every time I hear that record, which is every now and then, I do give that one a spin, I always think of the mountain climber game on The Price is Right. You remember that? I don't know if they still do that. I know The Price is Right is still on, but Bob Barker's not doing it anymore. It's, what's his name? Drew Carey is hosting it now. I've seen him do it. He's okay, but I'm kind of used to Bob Barker. But they used to have that thing where the mountain climber goes up the little mountain thing, and he yodels as he's going, and then you're supposed to have guessed the price close enough that he doesn't yodel over the edge or something. But it sounds exactly like it. I don't know, but anyway. Okay, let's do. Okay, fine. We'll do the commercial, and then we'll be back. I got the Little Richard Orchestra here. I got Art Walunas coming up, and now we'll see how we're doing on time here in this week's edition of the Zumpa Hour. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All
right, there you go. Sign up. Check out the website anyway. The Yumpa Hour, a proud member of the IPA. All right. So I throw that in there. I don't know why. Anyway, we're going to get in a couple of more songs, it looks like, here. Maybe a little more. We'll see how it goes. Little Richard's Orchestra, You Are My Sunshine Polka.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried.
I have a little Richard there with his orchestra, and You Are My Sunshine Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. My calculations are telling me I got time for maybe one more record. Ah, yeah, I know, but that's the way it goes. It makes you want more next week, right? I have Art Walunas in the orchestra doing the Dutch Boy Polka. We'll be right back. Waluna and the orchestra there. That's the Dutch Boy Polka. I always wonder if that's about a kid who's sticking his finger in the dike or if it's an ad for paint, because there's Dutch Boy paint, too. I have no idea, but I do see that the old clock on the wall says I got about enough time to roll the theme song and then skedaddle out of here. But I got plenty of more records. I've been out in the garage and down in the basement digging them out, so we'll keep them coming right here on the Oompa Hour next week, of course.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.